The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy about today's show. Benny, thank you so much for flying this plane, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Today, I am here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I am doing a not one, not two, but a three-card tarot card reading. First card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you would like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So if you'd like a reading, give us a call. Now, if you're hesitant to get a reading because of those scary cards, well, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines, they are now open. Benny is standing by. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already, just to honor the universal energy that was put forth for your reading, so the messages do not come out redundant and superfluous. However, as you know, I always love updates. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my sole focus. It is my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It's almost like feels like you're pushing against the wind. And this can be taxing to the mind, body, and spirit, leading to frustration and stress and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is so not my role to tell you whether you should sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you with your glorious instrument to use that instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic as, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or the sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes. People can choose to go through anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar and out of the comfort zone. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, Tucson to Tanzania. So guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really in depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can shift that energy so now you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life was temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed for a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide. Corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. I also have developed very recently, hot off the press, a series of webinars, which you also can book directly on my site. The first webinar will be on April 26th, called Manifesting Joyful Love at Any Age. Next, I have a seminar scheduled for April 30th called Turning Resolutions into Reality. And finally, a webinar just got scheduled for May 8th called Just Getting Started Navigating Retirement Age. While the webinar will be presented live on the dates that I mentioned, you don't have to be there at that time. If you register for a webinar, you'll receive a link so you can hear it whenever you choose. In addition, everyone who registers will receive a 2-card tarot card reading for additional personalized guidance on the topic that is connected with the chosen program. A webinar is $35, so it's a chance to get a little bit of everything at a much more reduced rate than booking a full direct reading. However, today the readings are free, so give me a call, 800-930-2819. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today I will be using the Rider-Waite-Smith tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them. I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we do a little chit-chat. Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use the left hand as the non-dominant hand, because left hand is my non-dominant hand, because the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me. Using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until 3 cards just energetically call out your name and kind of stick to my finger, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. And as always, I do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am so not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They absolutely have zero power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It's a visual representation of just that little voice inside that we are always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option forward. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, the number to call is 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. Let's just get this party started. Let's start with our first caller, Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Yeah, well, I came on with a question about my romance situation, but I really think I want to know more about my career. I feel like I'm in transition, and so I'd like some insight into which direction I might want to go with it. There's a lot of options.
You got it. Well, I am just pulling your three cards now. And you know, what's interesting is that sometimes that career and romance, they tend to get intertwined, because when we're feeling super strong about our career, that tends to put out a different energy. And so then that relates to feeling strong in the relationship too. And as well as when we're feeling a little bit lost with the career, it might put off that very different, more kind of waiting for things to happen, fearful kind of energy that impacts also the relationship. So it's kind of like the hip bones connect to the thigh bone, and you know how one can really change the other.
Yes.
So let's take a look. So the first card that came up is the Empress. What a beautiful card to start with. So this really talks about your strength. You have this beautiful Empress surrounded by lush nature, kind of like Washington State. You got beautiful trees and water and everything. And she is just sitting there on her throne, but she's kind of chill and laid back. This is a card that talks a lot about growth. It's a time of growth. But, you know, so often when if you plant seeds, you think nothing is happening, but there's a lot going on beneath the surface. And sometimes it's to give that time to flourish and grow and not feel like you have to force something ahead just because you're not seeing any movement. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. This is the current situation. Okay.
Exactly. Because the more you can kind of place yourself in that role of just, I am making things happen, even if your brain doesn't believe it, but I'm just making things happen and I'm waiting for the opportunities to come to me, all the better. Instead of feeling like you're hitting against closed doors and suddenly your brain's going into overdrive in terms of how can I get this door open?
Okay.
Now, something challenging or blocking you is the Queen of Pentacles. First of all, super duper strength in here. Pentacles talks a lot about career, jobs, tangible things. The Queen is all about your strength and really wanting to make sure that you are creating an environment that is peaceful, harmonious. Both of these two cards, they are surrounded by lush landscape, by lush growth. Probably, I would guess, and I could be wrong, but probably you feel very reconnected with your own path, your own the universe, by being out in nature, by feeling the dirt under your feet, by hearing the sounds of the birds chirping. Am I correct?
You are correct in that, and it is keeping me in one place. And it doesn't have to be an obstacle, but it is turning up to be one, and I just don't know how to move through it.
Yeah, and I hear you, and we'll turn over the advice card in a second to get some advice on it, because that Queen of Pentacles, though, is also coming up as a block position. So this beautiful queen surrounded by that lush landscape is in the challenge or a block, which means that there is a tremendous amount of comfort from the known. There's a tremendous amount of comfort from being around familiar surroundings, from having your own routines and everything. Also, as queen, you want to make sure everyone in your queendom has all the resources that they need and that they can go to you, kind of like the den mother. And so if, again, this is coming as a block, the idea of perhaps going in a different direction and removing yourself from some of that is freaking the brain out, which then the brain attempts to do some self-sabotage, trying to keep you in the known.
Yep. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Well, let's take a look and see about the advice.
Okay.
So the advice card is the Five of Cups. Now, this is a card where you see a person who is in the middle of two different, very distinct things. One to the right of him, in back of him, so he can't see, are two upright cups. Opportunity, passion-filled opportunity, joy, a new beginning, a new chapter. is closer to you than where the person's energy is directed to, which are three spilled cups of wine or grapefruit juice or Starbucks frappuccinos, anything like that. And so the energy is going towards those three spilled cups: loss, sadness, giving up the known, perceived mistakes when maybe they weren't mistakes, leaving behind things that are left undone. And so the more that you're putting all that energy into those three spilled cups, the universe is like, what's the point of providing her with these opportunities? Because right now she's not seeing them, because all that energy is going towards the known, is going towards, in a sense, the negative, some of the negative parts connected with the known that still kind of like can be haunting. Instead, give yourself permission to recognize that this is all a journey and no experience is ever wasted, but you're not done yet. And you're just turning the page on a new chapter that is there, but it does mean you're better served when you can energetically turn away, bless, and release all that you are leaving behind and that you don't need to take with you, such as that feeling of insecurity, feeling of sadness, feeling of loss, anger, resentment. It does not serve you to be able to then see those upright cups. And while, yes, there may be some changes in your beautiful current lush landscape, there are lots of other things that could be even better. It's just that we don't know them yet. And so the brain wants to keep you safe, and safe equals known. Anything unsafe is unknown to the brain. Your brain will catch on later, but only after it sees the results. Instead, as I always say, just go through open doors, but honor each and every red flag. Take a list, write down your core needs in the job of your dreams, but then take out any specifics. And then now you have your red flag. See if there are any surprises that you were thinking weren't that important, but your hand writes down. Those are your red flags. Now just go through the open doors, move forward, and know that it's a beautiful chapter, as this is such a great time of growth and growth of spirit, harmony.
I hope that was helpful.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad. I hope that was helpful for you. Will you please keep us updated?
I sure will. And thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, we're going to get started with our next caller, although I have to say we're not going to get too far down before we got to take a break, but at least I can say hello. Veronica, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Hello?
I think she's got us on hold there, so let's just jump to the next one if you don't mind. I'll double check with her. So, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn. Oh, this is Marilyn, right? Or Veronica?
Yes. It's Marilyn.
You're Marilyn. All right. Excellent. Yes. Marilyn, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We're going to just get started a little bit, but then we'll be taking a break in a few moments. But is there anything that you have a question about, would like guidance on today?
Yes, I am going to be, I'm planning on taking a trip with my sister to Spain. But seems like there's some obstacles in the way because of my work and my work contract, and if it's a good idea to, it's up through the mountains it's a hiking trip, so 200 miles. So I would just like some input. Yeah.
Whoa. 200 miles. That is all praise to you there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's take a look. I'm going to turn over the first card. We'll see how far we get done. And then we'll just keep going. So, okay. So let's see. The first card is the Ten of Cups. So this is a really interesting card for you, because in this card, you've got two kind of scenes going on. You've got this adult left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, and their hands are going up to the sky, and they're looking up at the sky at this beautiful rainbow ahead with 10 beautiful cups, cups being about passions, joys, love, heart-centered focused things. That's one aspect of the card. But then there's a bit of a gap, and then you have two children playing. And so if the adult part was your adult left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, then the two children would be that of the inner child, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And the thing is that there right now is a bit of a disconnect between your adult needs, responsibilities, and all of those things that you're doing, and that of the inner child. The more that we separate those two energies out, the harder it is, because the energy of the inner child is actually your navigation system, your GPS. You always have the keys to the car, but your inner child, that 8-year-old, 10-year-old spirit, that is the energy that moves forward. That's the energy that helps you determine what steps you want to do. That's the energy that might be saying, oh, I really want to go on this trip. Yeah. And the more that you kind of say, well, let's just look and see what other obstacles are going on, and discounting that voice, then like 8-year-old and 10-year-old children sometimes, they will then cross their arms and have a bit of pouting attack. And when that happens, it's going to be harder to hear her next time. Now, it doesn't mean that she gets everything she wants, but to recognize that your journey is made up and best served when you are combining all those energies together. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, makes perfect sense.
Excellent. Well, I am going to keep you, as well as me and everybody else, in suspense about the other two cards, because we're going to have to take a quick break. So hang tight. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
To Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating, and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are, the universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, book one of the new webinars that I just posted, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, EliteTarot.com, that's ElitetTarot.com, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So before the break, I was talking with Marilyn. Marilyn, are you still with me?
I am.
Excellent. So trying to decide, facing the battle between inner child joy on going on this amazing sounding opportunity, and then also dealing with some of the more career adult oriented things. Before we went on break, I pulled the three cards. The first card was the Ten of Cups, talking about that disconnect currently between that of the adult energy and that of the inner child. Again, you're best served when all those energies are combined together. This brings us up to date, and I can't wait to turn over the next card. Something challenging or blocking you. Well, this is a bit of a surprise. I was not expecting this. And it is the World. Now, the World is card number 21 on the Major Arcana, and it is the very last card of the tarot. And so what this card is saying is that there is some aspect, perhaps, and not doesn't necessarily have to be something like a grand scale, like, you know, it's time to shift to a new job or anything, but there's some aspect of a chapter that is closing and an opportunity to start a new chapter. This is saying that you have learned all the lessons that you needed to learn from the last chapter. And even if you don't feel like you're ready, perhaps you've only been getting like those whispers from above and within about perhaps opening up a different chapter, the universe is saying, you, my friend, are ready. This is a card showing nudity. And when you see nudity, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance. And so as you go forward in this new chapter, it's about honoring your own authentic journey and voice, because your journey is completely different from that of anyone else on this planet. But now this card came in as a block, because we always, even though we hear those whispers, they say that the universe speaks in whispers, pebbles, and boulders. We tend sometimes to ignore the whisper and pebble stage. When we get to the boulder stage, that's when the universe kind of takes things in their own hands, and it's not always the most pleasant situation. But the key part is about ultimately honoring that voice. It can sometimes be a challenge because it's like, ooh, I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm not quite there yet. I think I need more time. This is saying you are ready. Honor that voice right now, because if not now, then when? Does that resonate so far?
Yes, I've been wanting to make a change, and it just never seems like the right time, or I'm not even exactly sure what to specifically change into, but
and you don't have to know. Yeah, you don't have to know what it is. That's the universe's job. When you when you drive into the McDonald's drive-through, you just place your order. You then don't get out of your car and then go create the actual food. You know, that's someone else's job. It's like your job is to place your order And now leave, let the universe do the heavy lifting in creating those specifics. Now, one, the advice, the advice, and I think it's particularly apt for you, is the Queen of Swords. Now, I love the Queen's cards because it talks about your strength. Now, the swords talk about action. And if you look at the picture of the Queen of Swords, you will see that if she actually, she's in her throne and she's got a sword in her right hand and her left hand is outstretched. If she actually used that sword, she actually might chop off her own hand, which means that sometimes in the past, you have been your harshest critic. You have been the most judgmental over yourself as a way of self-protection, because inside the throne on this card, you will see that inner child spirit. And so a lot of those kind of harsh words, it's like, I got to say to myself, I got to prepare myself for this just so that I don't get hurt, and just to keep yourself protected. Know, though, that it only ends up being more taxing on yourself. Now, this is a habit. Who knows how it developed, but a habit can also be changed. It's just not going to feel normal. Yet, the more you can become your biggest cheerleader, the easier it will be for you to be able to see and then embrace some of those specifics that the universe will provide. So anytime you hear yourself in your head say, oh, that was stupid, it's like, I take that back. I'm doing great. Note how different that feels in your body, but note that your brain is going to resist and just really freak out. That's okay. That's just brain resistance because you're shifting a habit, but it, you know, it's kind of like a chicken and egg thing. Do you shift your habit when you see the opportunity? People always think that's going to happen, but that doesn't really happen. It's like people who win the lottery and then they're still like, well, I thought this was going to actually make me feel better. Instead, change the habit now. Start with the words. Start with being your cheerleader. Maybe keep a rubber band around your wrist. Anytime you hear yourself kind of going down a familiar negative or self-critical path, even if it's the tiniest bit, kind of snap that rubber band just to remind you, so there's a so that you become much more aware of it. Because I'm sure these things happen all the time because they're just part of your inner dialogue that you don't even notice when it's happening. Just we want to get that awareness to the surface so that we can catch it each and every time. And then notice how your body feels. Then notice also how there's a feeling of optimism and positivity that suddenly comes about just because you started it by putting out unconsciously open energy to the universe rather than closed energy to the universe.
Right.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been. It just means I have more work to do.
Well, you know, also, yes, but you know what? It depends on the work. It's like, I'm a big believer of no 8-year-old or 10-year-old likes the word work. So make sure that when you're talking about work connected to some sort of enjoyment thing, that we call it something other than work. It's like even things like I'm going to go work out. Well, that sounds horrible. However, I'm going to go get stronger. I'm going to go get leaner. Now I feel like, okay, I'm actively engaged in this. This could be a good thing. So let's play around with words, because we use sometimes these words that, you know, like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, working on. You know, those words are toxic phrases from an energy perspective, because then if you're working on something, how do you know you're done? You're setting yourself up for that heavy-weighted feeling in the body because it's like a constant uphill climb. As soon as you take out those words, suddenly your body's saying, hey, I'm just on the surface looking for the opportunity. And then that energy attracts and is attracted by situations and people also who are on that positive, open energy, and things can happen in a lot faster way. It's not to say that things won't happen in the current situation. It's just that it's making it that much more harder on yourself, more taxing, as I talked about in the opening. And so shift the words first, shift the, you know, really tap into that inner child energy and spirit, give her what she needs. You don't have to give her the farm, but just give her as much as you can give her, just to make sure that she is being heard and felt, because then she will give you back your whole navigation system. Okay. Please keep us updated, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
Thank you for that. And that'll be the first, I mean, that would be the first snap of the rubber band and what you just talked about.
on the work word.
Yeah. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Please keep us updated. So great talking with you.
Thank you very much. All right.
Thanks. Well, I'm going to start with Monica, just for a few seconds before we go to break. Monica, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Hey, my question for you is, I'm currently looking for a new home. I have a beautiful home now, but need to move due to health issues. And, you know, I'm looking in areas, like trying to find a place that doesn't have a lot of big power lines, doesn't have cell phone towers, et cetera. So I'm wondering if you can look and see if you can get any kind of guidance on what direction I need to go.
You got it. You know, as I said at the beginning, I'm not a realtor, but we could definitely put some information forward. Now, one of the things you may want to do, if you have not done already, but do it from an energy perspective, I want you to tap into that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Monica spirit that I talked about with Marilyn in the last caller, and really tap into that exuberant spirit. Take a sheet of paper out. And not now, but when you have a lot more time, just bullet point out a list of your most ideal housing opportunity. Like, what would it look like? What would it feel like? But then take out any specifics unless they are core needs. So, like, for example, it's got to be a blue house. Well, you know, is that a need or is that a want? You know, if there's any wants there, what happens is that you unintentionally kind of tie the hands of the universe from being able to exceed your expectations. Once it's written down, see if there are any surprises, because what you have in your head, maybe you don't write it down. What do you write down first? Maybe it's something you've been compromising on. What doesn't make the list? All of that is really valuable information. And now you also have your red flags. So then you just look at those open doors and honor red flags. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I will get right to your reading. I'm just pulling your cards right now. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
There must be lights burning brighter.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why can't my dream come true?
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today. And right before the break, I just started talking with Monica. Monica, are you still with me?
Yes.
Excellent. So we have not been able to turn over any cards. So we're starting from the beginning in terms of finding a place. I definitely recommend it before the break. Putting down on paper, handwrite out on paper that bullet point list of your core needs. If you could have the most perfect place in the world, what are your core needs? Because then a lot of that emotion, when emotion kind of comes into play, or when we tend to compromise on things we need for holding it all inside the mind, it sometimes can yield, we can either kind of tie the hands of the universe, or it can sometimes just not yield the best result. So put it all down on paper and then just kind of go through open doors, but then not waste any bit of effort on something that doesn't meet your core needs. Now, it also makes it clear that if there's something that's a need, you can always say, hey, can you do this with this? And they can say, yeah, we can make that work. Or they can say no. And then it's like, okay, no more energy over here because I want to make myself open to see what other opportunities are there. So let's take a look and see what the first card is. Oh my gosh, we're having a little deja vu today because the first card was the Empress. And so we had this in the first card position as well on Kathleen's call. So this is wild. It's coming up here in the first card over here. So similar to Kathleen with her career, you know, this is a real time of fertility. And it's a time of growth. And in this card, I'm looking at this beautiful Empress surrounded by this lush landscape. And so the more that you go without having an end result, the more the brain can try to say, well, you know, maybe I can compromise on this. Maybe this isn't so important. And this is a card of really letting the universe come to you with those opportunities. It is a matter of faith. And that is always so hard. If I'm having faith that if I just relax into this and put my intentions very clear to the universe, that something that may not necessarily be what I'm expecting may come forth. This is also a card where she is pregnant in here. Now, when you think of a pregnancy, you think of something very personal that takes time to grow and develop from within. And even if you want it to happen in 1 month, it takes 9. Take this time separately from the housing situation take this time now to really pay attention to that idea, that whisper of an idea that's very personal to you, that's kind of starting to grow inside, and try not to control it, because you can't, if you imagine an actual pregnancy, you can't say, well, I'm going to feed and water and rub my belly and everything, but only if the baby comes out with blonde hair. You know, you have no ability to control the output, but it's all about giving yourself permission to be creating something very personal to you. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. And, you know, and I just turned over the second card, something challenging or blocking you, which again is kind of relating to that topic and also about the housing situation, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. Now, two things. One, both the Empress card and the Wheel of Fortune card are what we call major arcana cards. In tarot, as you know, there are five suits, four minor suits, the minor arcana, and one major arcana suit. The difference between the two is like a weather front. If a storm's coming, the minor cards would be make sure you have enough water, make sure you have your windows up, windows closed. The major card would be the actual storm, which means you can't really escape it. It's more pervasive. So when you have two major cards crossing each other here on this small reading, two out of three cards are major cards, it's talking about this time of life being more of who am I, where am I going, and less about what actual concrete steps I do. So give yourself permission to kind of do some self-reflection, just to make sure that you are connecting with your authentic voice, that you're connecting with your own inner child, but you're also connecting with your energy of how you are intending your journey to be at this point. And know that there's no wrong answer, because your journey is yours, and it's going to be different from Benny's, it's going to be different from mine, it's going to be different from everyone. Now, with the Wheel of Fortune being in that cross position, this is a frustrating card, because it is the card that is saying, unfortunately, you have no control over things that are out of your control. And yet, if you put energy into that which is out of your control, that is actually energy that is being taken away from what is in your power. It's kind of like I can push against a wall next to me to move the wall, but it's only going to be taxing to my own body. And I think I'm actually, and my brain's now engaged and all of that, but I'm really not doing anything. Instead, I can move my chair closer or further away. That is in my power. So as this is a block card, it's really about honoring what is in your power and then letting go of that which is not. And that includes other people, other situations, the housing area market. Instead, just focus on what you do have power over, because that's also where you have your strength. The advice card.
Okay, right.
Excellent. The advice card is the Ace of Cups. So aces are all about beginnings. And cups are all about that heart, that passion-centered area. And in this card, a beautiful cup with a little compass on the top and a bird of peace and joy is being presented from the universe, meaning it's not in your brain right now. Allow the universe to present to you the work. Make your order with the universe on your list. Then look, whatever doors are open, look at that compared to your list. If you don't see a door, if you don't see a red flag, consider it a green light until you do. And just go down that path that way. But give yourself permission to let that idea come to you as something that is not in your brain, and yet it has the opportunity to just yield tremendous joy and movement forward. I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated. And thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You too. Well, I can't believe the hour is over. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can read more on elitetarot.com. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show where I'm doing readings. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.